This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning in for the first time, what I do on Film Bookcast, I discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film sometimes. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's jump right into it this week. Let's switch up gears and check out some movie news from this week. 1883 breakout Isabel May is set to star opposite of Casey Affleck in an upcoming film called The Smack. David M. Rosenthal is set to direct, and it's starting to shoot this October in L.A. Sam Rockwell's behind it as a producer. Casey Affleck will be playing Rowan Petty, a down-on-his-luck con man who gets an opportunity to make a real score. He teams up with Jade, a woman looking to escape her life just like him, and the pair make their way to L.A. where they get caught up in a dangerous scheme involving a multi-million dollar score. It's based on the 1979 novel written by Richard Lang. May is playing the con man's estranged daughter, a young woman with several medical issues. Some more movie news. Any fans of the video game Gran Turismo out there? Archie Medecki, who stars opposite of Jason Momoa in Apple TV series C, is set to star opposite of David Harbour in an upcoming film adaptation of the video game. The movie is a big play for the franchise. He'll star as the teen while Harbour is playing the retired driver who teaches him how to drive. Shooting begins next week in Europe, and it's tentatively scheduled for August 11th in 2023 to be released in theaters, and it's titled Turismo. Exciting news for fans of Archie Medecki. We'll round out this week of movie news. Bobby Cannavale, Robert De Niro, Rose Byrne, and Vera Miga join Tony Goldwyn's Inappropriate Behavior. The ensemble cast also includes Rainn Wilson, newcomer William Fitzgerald, and Whoopi Goldberg reuniting with ghost star Goldwyn. It follows Max Bernal, played by Cannavale, as a formerly successful late-night comedy writer turned not-so-successful stand-up comic, and his brilliant, complicated 11-year-old son, Ezra, who is autistic. Having recently blown up both his career and his marriage, he's now living with his father, Stan, played by De Niro. Tony Sporadicus penned the screenplay, and we'll keep up with news as they're starting to film next month. That's it for movie news from this week. This week in TV news, Amazon Prime Video has given the green light to Blade Runner 2099, a limited series sequel to the iconic sci-fi film franchise. The series comes from Amazon Studios and Alcon Entertainment, which holds the rights to Blade Runner. Ridley Scott, who directed the classic 1982 film, will produce this series through his Scott Free Productions. Silke Louisa will serve as showrunner. It's set 50 years after the 2017 film sequel to Blade Runner 49, directed by Denis Villeneuve. But plot details and everything else are being kept quiet for now, but we'll keep up with news about the series adaptation of Blade. Some more TV news from this week. Brandon Sklenar from the Offer in Westworld has joined the cast of Paramount series 1923. It's the Yellowstone prequel series spinoff from Taylor Sheridan. He will portray Spencer Dutton, Jacob Dutton's nephew. Exciting news for any fans of 1923 or Yellowstone out there. The last bit of TV news we'll check out this week, The Gray Man star, Regie Jean Page, and Top Gun Maverick alum Glenn Powell is set to star in Butch and Sundance. It's a TV series for Amazon from the Russo brothers. It's a reimagining of Butch and Sundance. Plot details and everything else are being kept tight under wraps, but sources say the untitled Butch and Sundance series will take place in an alternative America, akin to Apple's For All Mankind and Amazon's former Man in the High Castle. Exciting news for any fans of the Russo brothers, or the original Butch and Sundance. That's it for TV news from this week. Let's switch up gears and check out some international news from this week. The Son and the Father director Florian Zeller is set to direct, write, and co-produce a big-budget TV adaptation of the Lehman Trilogy. It'll be his TV debut. It's a fascinating tale of family and power, and Zeller's The Son will hit cinemas soon, following his 2020 psychological drama The Father. Some more international news. Disney Plus has put Italian true crime drama This Is Not Hollywood into production. The four-part series is based on the true story of the death of Sarah Scaese and the massive media response. Each 80-minute episode takes point of the view of one of the story's main protagonists. Pippo Mezzapessa is directing, and he wrote the screenplay along with Antonio Gaeta. The last bit of international movie news, Rona Midra, Famke Janssen, and Stephanie Martini have set to star in a sci-fi action horror movie, The Experiment. It's currently filming in Rebellion Studios right now. It's set in 2080 in a world recovering from catastrophic nuclear war. That's it for international movie news from this week. Let's switch up gears and check out some home releases from this week. Some DVD home releases. Elvis is now available on DVD. As one of the most iconic rock stars of all time, Elvis Presley rose to the top of the music charts like a rocket. With a life that seemed destined for great things, Elvis was influenced by a magnificent multitude of inspirational factors that diverged greatly from anything the American public had ever seen before. Behind the hit songs, Elvis struggled like any other person and worked with a controversial figure to achieve his goals in the industry. Elvis is now available on DVD. Lightyear is now available on DVD. Before the toys ever came to life, an astronaut named Buzz Lightyear traveled to infinity and beyond. Buzz Lightyear of Star Command has waited a year to take his flight, to take his first test flight, to help his people leave behind the world they've been stuck on to go home. The flight is also in anticipation of traveling to new galaxies for Star Command on exploration and peaceful first contact missions. After Buzz finds out that an evil emperor named Zurg threatens life throughout the universe with his massive robots, he must do everything he can to prove that he has what it takes to be a hero. Lightyear is now available on DVD. Where the Crawdads Sing is now available on DVD. It's a movie adaptation of Delia Owen's best-selling novel. The drama mystery is about a woman, Kara Clark, of the Deep South, who was raised herself in the marshes during the 50s and 60s after her parents abandoned her. Her long isolation only molded her into being independent but yearned for company. When the murder of a man she once was involved with arises, a vulnerable Kaya finds herself at the murder trial center and becomes the prime suspect. Where the Crawdads Sing is now available on DVD. That's it for home releases from this week. This week in movie trailers, we got a Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 trailer, and produced and directed by Christopher McQuarrie. The sequel to Mission Impossible Fallout, and the seventh installment in the Mission Impossible film series, starring Tom Cruise, Vig Rams, Simon Pegg, Rebecca Ferguson, Vanessa Kirby, and many, many others. It's set to be released on July 14th, 2023, and check out the trailer now. Part 2 is set to be released in 2024. Another great trailer that dropped this week is I Want to Dance with Somebody. It's a Whitney Houston biopic. It's going to be in theaters this Christmas. Naomi Ackie stars as the singer with Stanley Tucci as Clive Davis. Check out the trailer for I Want to Dance with Somebody. It'll debut in theaters this Christmas. The last epic trailer we'll talk about this week comes from director Damien Chazelle, starring Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie. It's Babylon. Plot details are really unknown, but it's about multiple characters as their ambition falls short of their excess during the 1920s era of Hollywood. What an epic trailer. Check out the trailer for Babylon. It's coming in theaters in 2023. That's it for movie trailers for this week. This week in TV trailers, Sci-Fi and USA gave us the second season trailer of Chucky, the brand new take on the legendary horror movie franchise. It's unleashing holy hell in a new setting, bringing back a handful of fan favorite legacy characters. Lachlan Watson will be playing a returning character of Glenn and Glenda. Brad Dourif and Jennifer Tilly will both be back for Chucky season 2, and Devon Sawa will be playing a new character in the second season. A fresh take on the franchise that explores Chucky's character with a depth that is uniquely afforded by the television series format. Check out the trailer for the second season of Chucky. It'll debut on Sci-Fi and USA October 5th. Another gruesome trailer that debuted this week comes to us from Netflix, and it's their upcoming series on Jeffrey Dahmer. It's called Dahmer, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer Story. It's a series that exposes these unconscionable crimes centered around the underserved victims and their communities, impacted by the systemic racism and institutional failures of the police that allowed one of America's most notorious serial killers to continue his murderous murderous spree in plain sight for over a decade, between 1978 and 1991. Check out the insane trailer from Ryan Murphy. It'll debut on Netflix this coming October. The last TV trailer we'll check out this week for fans of, you know, prison gangs, ex-motorcycle dudes. Charlie Hunnam stars in a new Apple TV series, Shantaram. It's based on the internationally best-selling novel by Gregory David Roberts. The first three episodes will debut on Apple TV Plus Friday, October 14th, and you can check out the trailer now. That's it for TV trailers from this week. All right. Time for this week's movie review. For this week's movie review, we're checking out Where the Crawdads Sing. It's directed by Olivia Newman. It's written by Lucy Alibar. From the best-selling novel comes a captivating mystery. Where the Crawdads Sing tells the story of Kaya, an abandoned girl who raised herself to adulthood in the dangerous marshlands of North Carolina. For years, rumors of the marsh girl haunted Barkley Cove, isolating the sharp and resilient Kaya from her community. Drawn to two young men from town, Kaya opens herself up to a new and startling world. But when one of them is found dead, she's immediately cast by the community as the main suspect. As the case unfolds, the verdict as to what actually happened becomes increasingly unclear, threatening to reveal the many secrets that lay within the marsh. I'm not sure what's up with that synopsis, to be honest. Where the Crawdads Sing has less to do with the mysteries that lay within the marsh than it does with a young woman's life. You know, Where the Crawdads Sing is an incredibly modern movie. The way that they deal with the subject matter, what the story that the movie tells, the plot, the reveal, it's all new. It's all modern stuff. Where the Crawdads Sing is a beautifully gorgeous movie. It's awesome. We meet Kaya. We get a sense of who she is. You know, she's a girl, young girl who, or young woman, who as a girl experienced so much trauma that she never left the scene of the crime, let's say, right? Because her parents were brutally murdered or some kind of horrific accident happened to her parents. She was, by extension, abused by the experience, if not individually and physically. And so for her whole life, she never left the marsh. You know, in the community that she lives in, Barkley Cove created all kinds of rumors and storylines that never really spoke to why Kaya never left the marsh. Harris Dickinson plays a dude named Chase, and he's the traditional normal guy, I would say. Taylor John Smith plays a character, Tate, who represents really the best of us as men. But Chase is, you know, the normal dude, everyday guy, you know, not that thoughtful, not that smart, very selfish. But Tate represents something very different for Kaya. Tate represents really a new world for Kaya. Kaya doesn't know what love is or what being okay feels like, but she feels that with Tate for the first time in her life. Unfortunately, Tate has to go to college, and so his leaving her really re-scars Kaya. It forces her to re-experience the trauma that she experienced when she lost her parents. So it kind of forces her into this other dude, Chase, who does not treat her well, does not like her, really, or honor her in any way. And so we as the audience get taken on this incredible ride of a vulnerable young woman falling in love, falling out of love, and then having to deal with her own feelings and her own trauma in her past. And the way that she does it is beautiful. The film is gorgeous. What it talks about, the characters in it. David Strathairn plays a character, Tom, who ends up being her lawyer and represents her in her court case against the state. And he represents something so important to Kaya because he's lived in the community his whole life. He knows Kaya. He knows her story. And so he knows why she's being blamed by the state for this unresolved, unexplained murder of a young man. And the way that he relates to her and interacts with her, we as an audience get so much depth and so much love from Tom's character, and how he relates to Kaya and really how he defends her in the court case shows us as an audience how much he loves her. But the film speaks of all kinds of modern themes that we're all dealing with every single day of our lives. You know, we all experience trauma. We all have unexpressed pain that we don't understand and don't know what to do about and end up acting out subconsciously in what we do in our lives. And Kaya gives us an example of one way of dealing with those things. But also, as the movie burns, we learn, and she learns, how to deal with those things in a different way, you know, and that's really where the movie is beautiful. And a character like Tate really serves to bring out her own desire to heal and move on from those experiences and grow and live her life. You know, we get to see her become the publisher and the writer or the illustrator that she is, the storyteller that she is, which is, again, just a beautiful result of accepting love in your life. You know, where The Crawdads Sing is a mystery movie, almost a thriller in a way, but it's such a story of love and a story of healing and a story of how do we as people move on with our lives when we undergo something that hurts us. Because each of us experiences that in different ways, and all of us allow those experiences to define our lives. And Kaya gives us an example of how, while it's difficult to you yourself decide to write your own story, the more you allow yourself to listen to others and accept others and allow critiques or challenges or experiences or feelings that you may not want to go through or experience or feel, but at the other end of those things is learning, you know, is growth, is healing, is acceptance, is love. And that's where Kaya ends up. You know, I think it's very interesting in our moment in this country, right, politically, for a team of women, right? A woman director, woman writer, woman main character, to write and direct and tell a story about a young woman who undergoes trauma, but who ends up killing another man because of it. But the court system doesn't pick up on that, right? And she gets acquitted because the jury isn't really told the full set of facts because her lawyer isn't really told the truth. So her lawyer argues for her life, not the facts of the case, right? So that's a very interesting dynamic, I think, in our moment, right? In just this moment of time that we're in. For this movie to be written and distributed the way it is, and it's received, it's a very popular movie the way it's received. So I think it's very interesting that, you know, with all the stereotypes of quote-unquote the system, you know, jailing people that don't deserve to be jailed, here is a movie written by women, directed by women, for women, that shows the system kind of letting someone off the hook, right? It's a very different way of telling a story about quote-unquote the system, and I just think it's very, very interesting. As an observer, as an audience member, I think it's good that she was acquitted, but it's also a question as a society and as a culture, do we want to celebrate murderers getting off scot-free? Because we have to have these conversations as a society, as a culture, in order to actually have one into the future. You know, so that's really my only criticism of the whole story, is kind of what it's saying towards the very end in the acquittal part. You know, but overall, I have honestly never seen a movie so touching and so thoughtful and so detailed in its true narrative about pain and loss and suffering and healing and love and acceptance. It's a beautiful movie. Anybody who's challenged with overcoming something in their lives should watch Where the Crawdads Sing. It's also just a great movie with great acting, great characters, great casting. I would give the movie a solid 8.5 out of 10. It's well worth your time. It's over 2 hours, so invest in it, and it will affect you as much as it affected me. It's a beautiful movie, and congratulations to everybody associated with it. Thanks so much for checking us out this week.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Book Cast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Book Cast. You can also find me on Twitter at C Banksy, S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram at The Chris Banks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. It really helps people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the FilmBookCast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.